Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 121. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 8 psukim in it. This is actually a more famous parak in Tehillim. We continue in the Shir HaMalos chapters. This chapter starts differently than the rest of the Shir HaMalos prayers. It starts with the words Shir LaMalos and not Shir HaMalos. Rashi explains the reason why it starts with Shir LaMalos is to teach us the great advantage tzaddikim will have in the future as they sit under the Eitz HaChaim in Gan Eden. The tzaddikim will be in the highest places right under the Kisei HaKavod. It's important to note here there are different levels in Gan Eden. I once heard on a tape from Ratzvi Arya Rosenfeld Zatzal, no two neshamas can be on the same level at the same time. Therefore, when one soul gets elevated in Gan Eden, then it bumps up the next soul to a higher level and so on. So it's not when a person's soul goes up to Shemaim, it just stays on the same level. There's a constant movement in the upper world. As all the Jewish souls are connected, all souls are affecting one another, constantly getting moved and shuffled around. This is why it's called Shir LaMa'alos, Song of Ascents. As tzaddikim ascend to the highest levels in Gan Eden, they also raise up other lower neshamas as well. Additionally, the art scroll notes, obviously, a person who serves Hashem with deeper sincerity and true desire will merit to a higher place in Gan Eden. Now for the parak summary. The author of this chapter wonders where his help will come from if not for God. Hashem neither sleeps nor slumbers, therefore he is the true Shomer Yisrael, guardian of the Jewish nation. God is better than any security system and has protected our nation's survival throughout our 2,000 years of Gullus. The author ends by affirming Hashem protects us for now and forever. Now for the highlight pasuk. Shir LaMalos Esa Einai El HaHarim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. A song for ascents, I turn my eyes to the mountains, from where will my help come from? You can read this pasuk as follows. From where will my help come from can be read as a statement. Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. From the place of Ayin, nothingness, my help comes from. Meaning the Savior comes from the trait of humility. When you make yourself feel like ayin, nothingness, then Hashem answers you. On a deeper level, Mi'ayin Yavo Ezri can be read from the place of ayin, nothingness, my Savior comes from, which is an allusion to the highest places in Shemayim called Ayin Lo Rasa, the eye has never seen. Ultimately, when we need help, we don't always know where it's going to come from. But we have emunah. Hashem can send us what we need from the highest places in Shemayim called Ayin. This is something that's hidden from the human eye. As Ayin Lo Rasa, the eyes have never seen it. Therefore, when we humble ourselves, we connect to that place of Ayin and can receive the greatest saviors and gifts from God. Stay tuned to our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim chapter 122. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.